Well, there's two ways through the library. One is you finish the assignment the teacher gave you by moving through Dewey Decimal-like or Library of Congress classification-like through the taxonomies of knowledge as they're set up so that you can learn, which is academic mode through the library. And then there's the hypertextual click and go, wander off associational way of using the library. And I think that that's William's mode. As soon as it starts to look academic, he's going to burn that fucker down. Because it's the thing, we're one of two types of people. I mean, you know, this is another way of dividing us. We are those who take the assignment and go and track through the library to make something progressive and coherent out of it. And then we are the people who, through sheer energy and a willingness to digress, and having a sense that knowledge is like nature and reality, like as in the awful road that wanders through the meadowlands into Elsie, you know, the sky is shit approach to the library, finding all this detritus and taking a tremendous amount of satisfaction from your way through knowledge. That way, that's Williams. Having the anxiety about the former approach, having the delight and the kind of mischievous impishness of the latter approach, and getting close to the former approach and making sure he repudiates it, but having a whole lot of important things like the cloister's tapestries in there from the settled approach and giving us essentially a piece of history. It's the way history is really made. I think he taught us, I'll say he taught me, how to loosen up and do the latter approach to knowledge.